So if you had a chance to have a private conversation with the President of the United States, what would you ask him? That was the question for Taylor Branch. He was granted a series of exclusive interviews with former President Bill Clinton while Clinton was in office, and Taylor's just now releasing his 700 or so page book, The Clinton Tapes, Wrestling History with the President. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
So how did this occur? How did Clinton decide that he was going to have you come over in the evenings and record these interviews with him?
He initiated it before he even took office. He loves history. He was worried about the quality of the records that would be preserved, since he can't record his telephone calls anymore. Since after Nixon was impeached, no president has done that. And the quality of historical records has suffered. And he consulted me, an old friend who had worked a lot in presidential libraries, out of the blue, asked me, what can I do to make sure that the records 50 years from now will really reflect what's going on in the administration? And we lit upon this idea of doing a secret diary. He said he was going to train somebody else to do it on his staff so it would be more convenient, but he never did. So we did it all 8 years.
But he did start to get a little nervous about it. Supposedly he hid these tapes away in the back of his sock drawer.
Oh, he was nervous right from the beginning. He was terrified that if it got out that he was taping a secret diary, that a hue and cry would rise up, that the answers to everything were in there and that it would be destroyed or opened immediately.
Or subpoenaed.
So from the very beginning, it was secret, and only in the second administration did he trust me enough to say, you put them away, and he had hid them in his sock drawer in the closet in the bedroom.
So what this book is really the view of those 8 years of events and even after his presidency, just through Clinton's eyes. And this is something that's from 1995, a press conference in Hyde Park with Clinton and Boris Yeltsin.
Я вам говорю, что вы провалились.
Well, now for the first time, I can tell you that you're a disaster.
Be sure you get the right attribution there.
That is Bill Clinton laughing about Boris Yeltsin. So what the book really does is kind of gives us Clinton's inside view of some of these major historical figures, Pope John Paul II, Boris Yeltsin, and others.
Others, Yitzhak Rabin, King Hussein of Jordan, Bob Dole, Trent Lott. I was stunned to hear him. He was very collegial, even with his political opponents. He never begrudged them calling him names or anything. He was more disappointed in the press, that the press was fixated on tabloid scandals rather than things of great consequence for Americans. But yes, this is what he couldn't say in public and wanted to have on the record and was afraid he would forget.
He clearly was obsessed with politics. He loved to talk about politics. It didn't matter what party they were part of. He said that Bush was not all that, probably wouldn't be a great president, but was a really good campaigner, but that John McCain would probably be a good president, but was terrible in running. And here's something he had to say after the election in Florida.
Once again, the world has seen democracy in action. The events unfolding in Florida are not a sign of the division of our nation, but of the vitality of our debate.
So that's what he had to say publicly about what happened after the Florida recounts and all of those things going on. What did he say privately?
He said privately that it was a crisis and potentially a constitutional crisis for American democracy, and that he was afraid the Supreme Court would do if it got a chance to decide it, that it would politically do anything it could to decide the election in favor of Bush. He said a lot about the faults of the campaign and of his own performance and his own responsibility for that loss, too. And told me out of the blue that he had had a terrible two-hour confrontation
fight
with Al Gore over it and put it on the record. But typically, he described to me Gore's position and Gore's side of the argument almost as fully as his own side of the argument. He's pretty candid. And
describe to us this discussion that this actually turned into a real fight between the two men.
Who had a wonderful relationship all through the rest of the book. There are funny things and wonderful things happening with Gore, and he still respects Gore, said he was a great vice president. But Clinton thought that he could have swung a couple of the close states, specifically New Hampshire and Arkansas, among others, for Gore had he been used more, but that the Gore people were suspicious against him, saying the Clinton scandals were dragging him down. And Gore said that's what his people were telling him, and that he resented Clinton for injuring his chances and also for not apologizing personally on the Monica Lewinsky matter. And Clinton went back to Gore saying, now that we're being honest, you know, I want to tell you that you've been kind of captured by Washington's obsession with that, and that Hillary had a lot more reason to resent Clinton over Monica Lewinsky than Gore did, but that she ran unabashedly in New York on the Clinton-Gore record and won, and that's what Gore should have done. And it was back and forth like that, pretty raw.
So since you've brought up Monica Lewinsky, I have to...
Oh, that was dirty.
I have to ask you...
700-page book, pal.
All right, okay, that's fair.
I have to ask you, you and Bill Clinton were friends for years, and I have to wonder, you're going to see him very often, talking to him intimately, he's bouncing ideas off of you, and suddenly this Monica Lewinsky thing hits and grows and larger, and you say that he didn't really talk about it at first, but how did you feel? Did your feelings toward him change after the Monica Lewinsky scandal was made public?
Well, made public is the accusations came out. That was one thing. But then when he confessed that it was true and that his denials had not been true, yes, that was a terrible sense of loss for lots of people, because we all felt that he had been doing his best to combat a sense of ingrained cynicism about what government could do. That was his mission. For 30 years, we've been saying government is bad. And that he was on the verge of proving a lot of that cynicism wrong. All the scandals and Travelgate and Whitewater and everything were all bogus. But then with this one thing, he rescued the cynicism that had been so corrosive against American politics, and and it enabled people to sidestep his whole record. So, yes, it was a terrible moment.
Taylor Branch, you are a historian of the First Order. And you've certainly strode the corridors of history, you know, in a huge way. I'm wondering how you can convince me that this relationship with Bill Clinton and these diaries, because Clinton's already written a memoir, he's gotten his side of the story out, is actual history versus another example of the Clinton charm crusade, him trying to convince you of his way of thinking as opposed to the history.
Well, I call this wrestling history, and this was undertook this as a service to try to get the fullest possible record for other people to decide what it means. I don't present this as a digested evaluation of this history, but it is a record that would otherwise not exist. And I was constantly debating on one part of this book it's divided between Clinton's view and my role is to give you a little sense of what it's like to go into the White House, be with the president, and my own wrestling with what my role is here. Am I his friend? If he asks me for advice, do I stop being a historian and be a citizen?
Wow.
So that's what I mean by wrestling history. We were both wrestling history. My role is the one gathering it, and his role is the one trying to make it. I warned him, though, that these are in the moment with no benefit of hindsight. If you start talking candidly, you can't necessarily guarantee you're going to make yourself look good, because you don't know what positions are going to be foolish in the future.
Okay, Taylor Branch is author of The Clinton Tapes, Wrestling History with the President. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.